गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोकिर्भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंदा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। यू आर ऑल वेलकम एट इस्कॉन कृष्ण बल्ला मंदिर वृंदावन फॉर मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 13th chapter, Brahma stealing the boys and calves. And today we are discussing verse number 53. So you just see this scene. Brahma stole the calves and boys. And he actually stole the, not actually calves and cowherd boys, but especially prepared by the Leela Shakti. And Brahmaji came after a while back and he saw something astonishing, that all the cowherd boys and calves which were with Krishna were having four hands, and lot more along with that which Brahma is seeing now. Then he will go back and see where he has kept the cowherd boys and calves, and they are there, and he will see the other set also. But this other set is completely astonishing. That's what we are now hearing. What we are hearing now is Brahmaji, when observing Krishna along with his cowherd boys and calves, a 400 form Vishnu, along with so many other things. So that is the verse 53. So please recite. Kala Swabhava Samskara काम कर्म गुणादि भी स्वमही ध्वस्त मही भी मूर्ते मदभीर उपाशिता काल स्वभाव संस्कार काम कर्म गुण आदि भी स्वमही ध्वस्त मही भी मूर्ते मदभेर उपाशिता काल स्वभाव संस्कारा काम कर्म गुण आदि भी स्वमहि ध्वस्त महि भी मूर्ति मद्भिर उपासिता कालः बाय द टाइम फैक्टर स्वभाव ओन नेचर संस्कार रिफॉर्मेशन काम डिजायर कर्म फ्रूड एवेक्शन गुण थ्री मोड्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर आदि भी एंड बाय अदर्स स्वमहि ध्वस्त महि भी हूज ओन इंडिपेंडेंस वॉज सबॉर्डिनेट टू द पोटेंसी ऑफ द लॉर्ड मूर्ति मद भी पजेसिंग फॉर्म उपासिता वर बींग वर्शिप्ड ट्रांसलेशन पर्पट वाइज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. Then Lord Brahma saw the Kal, the time factor, Swabhava, one's own nature by association, Sanskara, reformation, Kama, desire, Karma, fruitive activity, and the Guna, three modes of material nature. Their own independence being completely subordinate to the potency of the Lord, had all taken forms and were also worshipping those Vishnu Murtis. Purport. No one but Vishnu has any independence. If we develop consciousness of this fact, then we are in actual Krishna consciousness. We should always remember that Krishna is the only Supreme Master and that everyone else is his servant. Ekala Ishwara Krishna Ar Sab Bhritya. Be one even in Narayan or Lord Shiva. Everyone is subordinate to Krishna. Shiva Vranchi Newton. Even Baladev is subordinate to Krishna. This is a fact. Ekala Ishwara Krishna Ara Sava Bhritya Yara Yaiche Na Chaye Seitaiche Kare Nirtya. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela 5:142. One should understand that no one is independent, for everything is part and parcel of Krishna and is acting and moving by the supreme desire of Krishna. This understanding, this consciousness is Krishna consciousness. Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Devataihi Samatvai Naivaha Vikshetaha Sapashandi Bhaveda Dhruvam. A person who considered demigod like Brahma and Shiva to be on an equal level with Narayana must certainly be considered as offender. No one can compare to Narayana or Krishna. Krishna is Narayana and Narayana is also Krishna. For Krishna is the original Narayan. Brahma himself addresses Krishna, Narayanastat Narayanastvam Nahi Sarvadehinam. You are the Narayan. Indeed, you are the original Narayan. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.14. Kala, or the time factor, has many assistants, such as Subhava, Sanskar, Kama, Karma, Guna. Subhava are one's own nature, is formed according to association of material qualities. Karanam gunasango asyaha sad asad yo nijanmaso. Bhagavad Gita 13.22. Sat and asat, subhava, one's higher and lower nature, is found by association with different qualities, namely satvagun, rajogun, and tamogun. We should gradually come to the satvagun so that we may avoid the lower gunas. This can be done if we regularly discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. And hear about Krishna's activities. Nashta praeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.18. All the activities of the Krishna described in Srimad Bhagavatam, beginning even with the pastime of concerning Putana, are transcendental. Therefore, by hearing and discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, the Rajogun and Tamogun are subdued, so that only Satogun remains. Then Rajogun and Tamogun cannot do us any harm. Varna ashram dharma therefore is essential, for it can bring people to satogun. Tada rajas tamo bhava kama lobha dyaschaye. Bhagavat 1.2.19. Tamogun and rajogun increases. What they increase? Tamogun and rajogun increase lust and greed, which implicate a living entity in such a way that he must exist in this material world in many, many forms. That is very dangerous. One should therefore be brought to Satvagun by the establishment of Varna Ashram Dharma, and should develop the Brahminical qualifications of being very neat and clean, rising early in the morning and sing Mangal Artiko, and so on. In this way, one should stay in Satvagun, and then one cannot be influenced by Tamogun and Rajogun. Tada rajas tamo bhavaha kama lobha dyaschaye cheto etai anaviddham sthitam sattve prasidati. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.19. The opportunity for this purification is the special feature of human life. In other lives, this is not possible. Such purification can be achieved very easily by Radha Krishna Bhajan, devotional service rendered to Radha and Krishna. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur sings, Hari Hari Bipale Janama Gamaino, indicating that unless one worship Radha Krishna, one's human life, form of life is wasted. वासुदेव भगवती भक्ति योग प्रयोजितः जनत्याशु वैराग्यम 1-7 भागवतम. बाय एंगेजमेंट इन द सर्विस ऑफ वासुदेव वन वेरी क्विकली रिनाउंसेस मटेरियल लाइफ. द मेंबर ऑफ द कृष्ण कॉन्शियस मूवमेंट फॉर एग्जाम्पल बींग एंगेज इन वासुदेव भक्ति very quickly come to the stage of being nice Vaishnavas. So much so that people are surprised that Malecha and Yavanas are able to come to this stage. This is possible by Vasudev Bhakti. But if we do not come to the stage of Sattva Guna, in this human life, then as Narottam Das Thakur sings, Hari Hari Bipale Janam Gavaimo. There is no profit in gaining this human form of life. Sri Veera Raghav Acharya comments that each of the item mentioned in the first half of this verse is a cause for material entanglement. Kala, the time factor, agitate the modes of material nature. And Subhav is the result of association with these modes. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Bhakta Sanevas. If one associate with bhakta, then one's subhav or nature will change. Our Krishna conscious movement is meant to give people good association so that this change may take place. And we actually see that by this method, all over the world are gradually becoming devotees. As for sanskar or reformation, this is possible by good association. For by good association, one develops good habits, and the habit becomes second nature. Therefore, Bhakta Sanevas, let people have the chance to live with Bhakta, then their habits will change. In human form of life, one has this chance. But as Narottam Das Thakur sings, Hari Hari Bipale Janam Gavaino. If one fails to take advantage of the opportunity, one's human life is wasted. We are therefore trying to save human society from degradation and actually elevate people to the higher nature. As for kama and karma, desire and activity, if one engages in devotional service, one develop a different nature than if one engages in activities of sense gratification. And of course, the result is also different. According to the association of different natures, one receive a particular type of body. Karnam gunasangvasya sadasad yoni janmaso. Bhagavad Gita 13.22. Therefore, we should always seek good association, the association of the devotees. Then our life will be successful. A man is known by his company. If one has the chance to live in the good association of the devotees, one is able to cultivate knowledge, and naturally one's character or nature will change for one's eternal benefit. Hare Krishna. Om Agyanti Marandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So we have a very wonderful purport by Srila Prabhupada a very instructive which we can apply in our life. And the verse again I am reading, Kala Sobhava Sanskara. Kama Karma Guna Adibhihi. Swa Mahi Dvasta Mahi Bhihi. Murti Madhabhira Upashitaha. So what is the main function or the job of Brahma? Creator, right? He's a creator. How he create? By all these things. Because Kal is the main agitator of the three modes of material nature. And then the creation starts. And all other after the Kal are assistants of the Kal. Kal is assisted by Swabhava, Sanskara, Karma, Kama, and Guna Adibhihi, and other things. So Brahma is now saying, I am creator through these things, and these things are worshipping Krishna. In the, oh, not Krishna, but even the coward boys and calves. I am expert in something that is servant to the calves of Krishna. That is what Brahma is saying here. This all, they become Murtiman. The next line says they become Murtiman. It means they took a form. So Kal is in the form. Karma is in the form. Subhav is in the form. They become persons. And as a person, they were worshipping the calves and cowherd boys, which have right now assumed the form of a four-handed Vishnu. That is what Brahma was saying. And then the middle line says, this proves that everything is subordinate to the supreme authority of Krishna. So Brahma is also subordinate to the supreme authority of Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada started the purport focused on this one very important point. The first line Srila Prabhupada writes, no one but Vishnu has any independence. And one who knows this fact is Krishna conscious. So the first Srila Prabhupada's focus in the purport is how one can be Krishna conscious by having this conviction that only Krishna is independent and everybody else is dependent on him. Krishna is the supreme master and we are his eternal servant. That is Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada's first paragraph of the purport is saying this is Krishna consciousness. And then Srila Prabhupada is quoting this verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, Ekal Ishwar Krishna Ar Sab Bhrtya. This verse appears in Glories of Nityanand. This chapter is Glories of Nityanand. And it says that even Balaram or Nityanand is subservient to Krishna and all the incarnation are coming from Balaram. So even Balaram is in a mood of service to Krishna. Then he expands in Chatravyuh, Vasudev, Aniruddha, Pradyumna and all the Narayan and whatever. But Baladev is a serving Krishna. He's a servitude God. So Srila Prabhupada has quoted this verse. And then Srila Prabhupada is speaking about then warning, Srila Prabhupada's warning. Anybody who compare Narayan or Krishna with any demigod, how powerful he may be, are equal to Supreme Lord is Pakhandi. Is a Pakhandi. Prabhupada translate this word here. That person is offender. And then Srila Prabhupada's purpose is focusing next. So first part of the purpose is focused on everybody is subservient to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. And the second part of the purpose, well, there's a one verse quoted by Srila Prabhupada which will come in the next chapter. Brahmaji is saying, you are the original Narayan. Brahma is telling to Krishna, you are original Narayan. Because Brahma told to Krishna that you forgive me as the mother forgive to the child in the womb when he is kicking. Krishna said, well, you are born of Garbhodakshay, Vishnu, not me. Your father is Garbhodakshay, your mother is Garbhodakshay. Why you are telling me? He said, you are original Narayan. So in this purport of this verse, Narayan, what Narayan means actually? Narayanam yasa Narayana. So there are many meanings, but one is one who is lying down on a body of a water is Narayan. One meaning is this. The other meaning is also Nar means living entities and everything. So Garbhodakshay Vishnu is Narayan, Karunodakshay Vishnu is Narayan, and Kirodakshay Vishnu is also Narayan, because they are all lying on the body of water. This is what Brahma is saying. That is the purport of this verse. All are Narayan. All three Vishnu are Narayan, and you are original Narayan because they are coming from you. So they all are Narayan. When you read this verse 14, Prabhupada's purport, they all are Narayan. And you are original Narayan. But still, Prabhupada, still Narayan is subservient. And this is the dialogue between Venkat Bhatt and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Sri Rangam Kshetra. If Krishna and Narayan are equal and same, then why Lakshmi, the consort of Lord Narayan, is not allowed in the Ras dance of Krishna? Why? And this is the very transcendental discussion between father of our Gopal, dear Gopal Bhatt Goswami, and Venkat Bhatt. And ultimately, when Venkat Bhatt said, I don't know. And then the decision was made, in mellows, Krishna is the highest. Narayan has 2.5 mellows in a Vaikuntha. And Krishna has all the 12 rasas. So this is the difference of the mellows only. Not in the tattva, but in the mellows. And then Srila Prabhupada's purport is focusing on Kala Gunakarha. Now the Subhav. Subhav means nature. Nature of an individual. So we all have some nature. So how nature is formed? By three modes of material nature. Everybody's nature is formed by three modes of material nature. And where these three modes of material nature have their influence? Where in a, where? On the subtle body. On this subtle body, mind, intelligence, false ego, and consciousness. The three modes of material nature influence the subtle body. And there forms the nature. And the subtle body goes from one body to other body. This body is left here, but the subtle body goes. So the nature goes with us. So nature is formed by three modes of material nature. And their influence is on subtle body. Therefore, nature continues with a living entity. And then Srila Prabhupada's purport is mostly focused how to change nature, which is difficult to change. How to change a nature of a person which is very difficult to change. Srila Prabhupada is giving, it's only by association of the devotees and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Two things. We all have some nature. And then a sentence Srila Prabhupada says, if we in association change our nature, then we are different than if we are in a material nature. And the very famous story of one of our ISKCON sannyasi, he went to preach to a very rich man, and there was a big discussion about maybe worship of Lord Shiva or Krishna or Mayavad and something. And sannyasi became so furious and angry, then he hit on the glass table of the owner, and the table's glass was broken. He was so angry. And the man said, Maharaj, you are sadhu, and you are so angry, you have broken the table glass. He said, my dear sir, thanks God that I have broken the glass, because I have become devotee. If I would have been original man, I have broken your head. So the nature has changed. It has come down from breaking the head to the breaking the glass. So there is a change. It's very difficult to change nature. But there is possibility. And all our effort throughout our life in Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada 2 times has written in this purport, Krishna consciousness movement is established to give association for people to change their nature from lower to higher. This is the one of the most important. Srila Prabhupada writes the purpose or mission of ISKCON to bring people from lower stage to the higher stage, from the rajo and tamo guna, from mode of passion and ignorance to mode of goodness. This is the mission of ISKCON. And for that, what ISKCON provides? Association of the devotees. ISKCON provides association of devotees. Devakinandan Prabhu, welcome. Hare Krishna. Association of devotees. And what is an association of devotees? What is the association of devotees? Very simple question. It is one of the 5 most important items of sadhana bhakti, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given most important importance, and Srila Prabhupada has established ISKCON regularly on these 5 angas of the bhakti practice in every center. And one of the anga is, what is the meaning of association of devotee? Association of devotee, मच्चिद मद्गत प्राण बोधयंत परस्परम कथ्यंतश्च नित्यं तुष्यन्ति च रमन्ति च. This is the definition of association of devotee. An example is Udhav and Vidur meeting at the bank of Jamuna in Gyan Gudri. And what they were discussing, this is the association. What was Udhav saying and what the Vidur was hearing? Krishna Leela. This is the 3rd canto's 4 chapters is a whole summary of the Krishna Leela. His Vrindavan Leela, his Mathura Leela, his Dwarka Leela. And this was discussed between Vidura, who is Dharmaraj, and Udhava. This is association. Association means Krishna Katha. There is no other meaning of association than Krishna Katha. Therefore, Prabhupada focuses this association means Bhagavatam. And Bhagavatam, Nitya Bhagavat Sevaya. These are the 2 facilities which ISKCON is providing all over the world for people to change their acquired nature from the modes of material nature to higher nature, at least come to mode of goodness. Buy 1 Bhagavad Gita at least. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna
Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Ram,
Hare Ram,
Ram
Ram,
Hare Hare.
So this distribution of Bhagavad Gita in marathon is actually helping them to come to the stage of knowledge, which is the mode of goodness. So this we are giving a greatest service to the humanity by distributing this Bhagavad Gita in this month of Gita Jayanti. Who is doing this all over the world except ISKCON? This is the greatest service to the humanity to upgrade the people from lower modes. It's not business. People may think differently, but this is the greatest service. And this is the biggest association. Association of Prabhupada and Krishna and Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada's purport is giving the association, and Krishna is speaking, and then you are meeting Arjuna. And where they were, there is a Krishna and Arjuna. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna Yatra Pato Dhanur Tadadhara Tatra Shri Vijyot. There, if these two are with you, then you are always victorious. You are always opulent. You are always moral. So this is the greatest gift which Srila Prabhupada has given to the whole world. And he has transformed. Transformation is one of the word here. Transformation. Sanskar. Sanskar actually means transform. Transforming the nature of a person from lower to higher. And that is by association. And association of the book is as good as association of a person. There are two Bhagavat, Bhagavat Purusha and Bhagavat Granta. And both are available to us. And Srila Prabhupada further is discussing about this sanskar or transformation is only possible by association. By association. Bhakta Sangha. And then Srila Prabhupada is quoted in this purport, very nice bhajan of Narottam Das Thakur. Prabhupada said, if we want to transform our nature, then we must do Radha Krishna bhajan. So openly Prabhupada is not written everywhere. This is the only purport where Srila Prabhupada is saying Radha Krishna bhajan. And what is the meaning of bhajan? Seva. Bhajan means seva. Bhaj means seva. Service to Radha Krishna. But Srila Prabhupada only once wrote in the purport that Radha Krishna bhajan. But then he said, people are not doing, then what is the next line which is mostly quoted in this purport by Srila Prabhupada of Narottam Das Thakur? Hari Hari Biphale Janam Gavainu. Hari Hari Biphale. Hari Hari means Krishna, Radha Krishna. Biphale, I have ignored them. And I have spoiled my human form of life. This is one portion of the bhajan Srila Prabhupada is repeated four times. And then he said, Bhakta Sanevas. For association of devotees, Srila Prabhupada has quoted Bhakta Sanevas. Only by association with the devotees, this is possible. The devotee association naturally have, and then Prabhupada said, or you are a person is known by the company he keeps. Person is known by the company he keeps. So this is establishment of Krishna conscious movement. In this purpose, Srila Prabhupada is focusing is to provide association to the people at large. And how can we do that? For that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is Sankirtan movement. And Srila Prabhupada has classified Sankirtan in two. Sankirtan means chanting holy name and distributing books. Both are Sankirtan. Nama Sankirtan and book distribution Sankirtan. And both go simultaneously. In early days, devotees, even they were five in a group, say two or three will do kirtan in the middle and two on the both side of the path distribute books. Say both goes simultaneously. Because people when hear a holy name, they become more pious and they will be inspired to buy book. So they must both go simultaneously. That should be the mood. Do a Harinam Kirtan along with book distribution. There is Sankirtan. There is the mission of Krishna conscious movement to provide association to people at large. All people will not come in temple. We have to go out. In Kali Yuga, only Patita Pavan is Jagannath. And he is the only deity which come out of the altar and in the street and give the darshan to the people. No other deity which is installed once, they never leave their seat. Only Patita Pavan Jagannath is coming out. And by the way, Srila Prabhupada established first Jagannath in Krishna conscious movement in 67. First Jagannath was established by Srila Prabhupada. It means we have to go. When our Lord is going out, when Mahaprabhu was himself moving all over the South India with raised hands and chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we have to do this. Then we will transform and give the best possible benefit to the, say most of the people, they may be belonging to the other faiths. They will not come here. But we go in the street chant Hare Krishna, they cannot keep your ears closed. Hare Krishna will enter in their ears. And this sound is so powerful and potent, their heart will change. So this is most important way to go out, do Sankirtan, provide association, and this month distribute Bhagavad Gita's. That is the best association of Krishna consciousness and a best work on behalf of Srila Prabhupada to bring people from lower modes to higher modes. Today is the disappearance day of Kala Krishna Das. There are two Kala Krishna Das. One was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was allured by the some Bhattacharya. Yeah. So there is also very, very instructive instruction. Even with Supreme Lord, you can be attracted to the Maya if you are not really listening. But this Kala Krishna is a different one. He is associate of Nityananda Prabhu, which is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Kaviraj Goswami. He is one of the 12 Gopas. Like there are Asht Shakhis, like the eight associate of Radharani, which assist her in serving Krishna. So Krishna has 12 Gopa. Gopa means coward boys. Since this is the coward boys, the pastime is coward boys, so these eight were also stolen by Brahmaji. So one of them was Lavanga. And this Lavanga came into Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela as Kala Krishna Das. And today is his disappearance day. So he's one of the Gopas. That's the information. So we leave 5 minutes for question and comments. So Prabhupada is very elaborate. I mean, if we really discuss each line, it will be more. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you very much for a nice discussion. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he instructed Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Rasamrita, so there he talks about his five most important things of Bhakti. And then the meaning of Sadhu Sankara Association, he says that Sajatiyam, Sajatiyam, Sadhu Sankara Sadhu Sankara.
Broader sense, sadhu sang means associating with godly people. This is a broader sense. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when, as you said, snigdha, sajatiya. So the two important words are snigdha and sajatiya. Generally, sajatiya in a broader sense means like we are Gaudiya Vaishnava, we should meet with Gaudiya Vaishnava. This is a broader way. Like there are other four sampradaya. First, there are also other transcendentalists. Prabhupada, right? There are two type of transcendentalists. One are impersonal, one are personal. So sajatiya here means we only associate with personal. And this is one level. Then you come more narrow. Then in the personal also there are four sampradaya. Sajatiya here means we should only associate with our own sampradaya. Then comes more narrower. If you are a Sakha devotee, then you associate with Sakha devotee. When you reach to your own Swarup, when you realize your Swarup, then only you associate with Madhurya devotee if you are Madhurya devotee. So there is a, I mean, this association in itself has a different levels of understanding. But generally speaking, for us as a devotees of Krishna consciousness, association with the in the ISKCON is mandatory. Association within the ISKCON is mandatory. That is most important. The most important is as in for ISKCON, association of the in ISKCON is only mandatory for our development of Krishna consciousness. Sajatiya means having same mood and same theme, same way to follow. Sajatiya means Brahman is Brahman jati, Kshatriya is Kshatriya jati, is in one way. Sajatiya. Sajati, same philosophy, basically same philosophy. And Snigdha also means, generally Snigdha Sanskrit means ghee. It means those who are mellow. It's not tough and rough and basically Sajatiya, Snigdha. What is the third word? So sajatiya sadhu snigdha sadhu sangha. So you want to say something about sajatiya? Common sense sajatiya means like-minded, what Prabhupada said, birds with same feather fly together. That's the meaning of sajatiya in a general sense. Yeah. What that is?
Your own God Buddha, Guru Bhai, and so the real Sajatiya means the one who in same level, in power. Somebody may be in Santa, somebody in Dasa, somebody in Sakya, Vatalya Matriya. So that is the inner meaning of that Sajatiya. But the one who actually, as he is,
that's the final. This is a mandatory for us. Sajatiya means within the ISKCON for us. Under the umbrella of Srila Prabhupada.
I just want to know how many mellows are there in Vasudev Krishna.
How many mellows are in? Vasudev Krishna has almost all the mellows, but in Aishwarya. He has a Madhurya there also. He has all the mellows there, but they have a more Aishwarya flavor than Madhurya flavor. What? Venu Madhuri is a different thing. It is not one of the mellows. These are the four special characteristics of Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. But the mellows are five primary and seven secondary. That all are there. They all are there. But these four characteristics what you are saying, which are only in Vrindavan Krishna. What are they? Venu Madhuri, Roop Madhuri, Leela Madhuri and Prem Madhuri. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's language, Nitya Kishore Natvar, Gop Veshdhar Venukar. This is only in Vrindavan, nowhere else. He is nowhere else as a coward boy. He has nowhere else he has a flute. Nitya Kishore Natvar. He is not dancing anywhere else. So this is only in Vrindavan. This is the... So the Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu is actually the Ishtadev or the... Mangalacharan and Mangalacharan, what do we call? Three things. Ashirvad, Namaskar, Ashirvad and Vastu Nirdesh. So Vastu of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is Akhil Rasa Murti Krishna. Vasudev is actually the Srimad Bhagavata's verse. Vastu Nirdesh is Vasudev Krishna. But Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu's Vastu Nirdesh is Akhil Rasa Murti Krishna. Chaitanya Charitamrita Vastu Nirdesh is Gaurahari. They are same, but still there is a difference in all three books. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.